Is abortion murder?
Ending a life before it begins.
This is Sophie McPherson
and Taya Darrington from Juab High School, and we are here to tell you our thoughts. To start off, we are going to tell you how we feel about abortion.
I think that abortion definitely isn't the best thing out there, but in some circumstances, it's definitely one of your options. If you were raped or if you're going to die giving birth to the child, then I feel like it makes sense. But if you're just messing around and get pregnant, then you should have to deal with those consequences.
I feel the same way, and I think that if we make abortion illegal now, it's not going to stop anyone. People are still going to go get an abortion, but it won't be as safe as the in-clinic procedure that is available now to people. And it goes hand in hand with marijuana being illegalized and legalized in some states. It doesn't change anything. People are still going to smoke pot.
I agree. So to start off, a simple definition of abortion that we found from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is the termination of a pregnancy after, accompanied by, resulting in, or closely followed by the death of the embryo or fetus.
Abortion has been around for a long time. One of the biggest cases dealing with abortion was the Roe v. Wade in 1973. A quick summary of Roe v. Wade is that it was a Supreme Court case that expanded the right to privacy and determined that women have protected constitutional rights to make their own decisions regarding their pregnancy. In light of the sexual revolution during this time, Roe v. Wade divided the nation between ethics and faith. This information was found on U.S. Con Lawpedia.
Roe v. Wade brought up two sides to abortion, pro-choice and pro-life. Pro-choice was the side that Jane Roe argued. The majority of the pro-choice population is Democrats. People who believe pro-choice say it is the mother's decision whether or not to terminate the pregnancy.
On the other hand, there's pro-life, which protects the life of the baby. People who are pro-life believe that all humans, including the unborn, have a right to life. For this reason, they believe abortion is wrong and that it is murder. However, we side with both pro-life and pro-choice. We think it depends on the circumstance of the mother and the future life of the child.
We side with pro-choice because the mother should be able to terminate her pregnancy only under the following circumstances: rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. We think abortion is okay if rape, because the woman was held against her will and wasn't given the choice to have sexual intercourse. In the article Escalating Global Effort for Safe Legal Abortion by Margaret Worth, it gives the example of a 10-year-old rape survivor in Paraguay. She was denied the permission to have an abortion and was forced into motherhood against her wishes. Having the rape baby could be a constant reminder of the trauma the woman experienced, and both the mother and child would be better off if an abortion took place.
If incest is the case, we think abortion is okay because the child has a risk of being born with multiple birth defects and will live a hard life. If the mother is at risk of dying if she gives birth to the child, then we think abortion is okay as well. In this circumstance, it makes sense for the mother to have an abortion because the people in her life know her, whereas they have not met the baby yet. Losing someone you know and love would be harder than losing a baby you haven't met and don't have any memories with. Any other circumstance we consider murder. We do not think abortion should be a remedy for irresponsible sex, so in this case, we are pro-life.
Some people may argue that if the abortion takes place before 20 weeks, it isn't murder because it's not a viable pregnancy, but that is not the case. My dad was present at the birth of a 19-week gestation, and the baby was fully formed. It had 10 fingers, 10 toes, a mouth, a nose, eyes, and ears. All in all, the baby was perfectly formed in every way. However, that baby only lived for 2 days. The point is, everyone thinks that as long as abortion is done before 20 weeks, it's okay. But in reality, you are killing a baby, not just a mass of cells. This goes hand in hand with the Silent Scream ultrasound video. In this video, you can see the baby moving away from the probe because it senses aggression. As the baby is getting poked and prodded, you see the baby's mouth opening as if it is screaming out in pain. After watching this, we have decided that there is definitely more humane ways of terminating a pregnancy than the in-clinic abortion procedure.
One of these ways is the abortion pill. The abortion pill is used in the early stages of pregnancy. On PlannedParenthood.org, it says that the pill works for people who are 8 weeks pregnant or less, about 98 out of 100 times. For people who are 8 to 9 weeks pregnant, it works 96 out of 100 times. And for women who were 9 to 10 weeks pregnant, it works 93 out of 100 times. If you terminate the pregnancy this early, it makes a little more sense because the baby isn't fully developed yet, and it is not as traumatic for the child or the mother. At this time, the pregnant woman has known she has been pregnant for about 2 months. That is plenty of time to come to a conclusion whether or not to terminate the pregnancy. Overall, taking the pill is a more humane way to have an abortion than having the in-clinic procedure.
Even though Roe v. Wade happened 50 years ago, the topic is still relevant and being discussed today. U.S. President Donald Trump has already dealt a devastating blow to women and girls around the world through his order, which prohibits U.S.-funded healthcare providers from helping their patients make decisions about whether to continue a pregnancy or from even advocating for laws on abortion that could save women's lives.
Just like us, Trump is pro-life with some exceptions. During his presidential campaign, he came out saying he was very pro-choice, but since then, he has given a written statement saying his new standing on abortion. His new standing on abortion, which is pro-life with some exceptions, is the same as ours. Many people believe that because Trump's new view on abortion, he will try to make abortion illegal again.
The problem with making abortion illegal is that people are still going to do it. The only difference now is that they will have it be done by someone who isn't qualified to perform this procedure. This can lead to bigger health problems for the mother. In the same article we talked about earlier, it gives an example of a woman who died because she went to a back alley provider who inserted a castor plant stalk into her uterus to terminate the pregnancy. This example proves that making abortion illegal won't stop it from happening.
In conclusion, abortion has been around since pregnancy. It has been around for so long that many people have different views. These views have been formed on people's faith and ethics. Having these different views resulted in the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case, which led to abortion being legalized in 1973. Now, about 50 years later, President Donald Trump is trying to make America great again by illegalizing abortion. But as we know, abortion is one of the many problems that needs to be addressed before America will be great again.
So, is abortion murder, ending a life before it begins?